It's time for our weekly rendezvous with our Latin lover. He's the Pope's own Latinist, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster. Is after the summer months, so we've got to change something.
We were reading Cicero's letters in summer school. Oh, a lot of students wrote back. And the final words of his letter was, Ama nos et vale. Love us and take care of yourself. I said, heaven's sakes, you can just say this on a postcard tonight. Home, it's so beautiful and living. Ama nos et vale. Love us and be good.
Is that the way you sign off?
Many times I do. I imitate these things. And if I would do that to my students, they would know exactly that we got it from the same source. They know exactly what.
From Cicero.
Oh, certainly.
Mm-hmm. If you were writing to me as this journalist from Vatican Radio, would you sign off like that?
No, perhaps not, because you're not that intimate. I would probably say, vale, be good.
You think I need to be good, do you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just vale, be in good health, take care of yourself, boo.
Did the Romans write a lot of letters? I know we've spoken about this before.
They did. We don't have half of them. That's the problem. We've lost all this literature. It's been lost, period.
Lost literature, how do you say that?
Litere amice. Fact is, we have this whole correspondence of Cicero to his best friend Atticus. Best friend for 40, 50 years. But we don't have the correspondence of Atticus. That's the trouble. So Cicero is answering Atticus' letters. And we don't have Atticus' letters. These are losses.
What do they write about?
Well, everything. Politics, the family. You told me you should read the letters. It's very interesting. If I were to introduce someone to Latin, I would say, you go to Loeb Classic Library with Latin and English, you know, on the other side, you know, the letters of Cicero, and you won't put them down. About his family, about Julius Caesar, about politics, about the weather, everything that we write today, you know.
Was it like a diary they write?
Well, certainly. Cicero has, in fact, he puts the date. I'm writing this at noon from this town. And then we have another one. I'm writing this at 4 o'clock from the same town. We can sit there and here Cicero was writing right here.
Cicero, what did he like to write about? Did he like nature? Did he like people? What did he write about?
Well, no, his big thing was, of course, the politics and the Roman Republic. That was his love. But then he got into philosophy. So it was kind of like parallel his love for workings of government. He was a lawyer and a senator. And then, of course, he had this other thing, philosophy. He got very much into Greek philosophy. He wasn't a philosopher, but he learned all this Greek philosophy. He was in Greece for years studying Greek philosophy.
So if you had to describe him in two words, politician, lawyer,
in
Latin, yeah. In Latin, how would you describe
Politicus,
him?
Politicus philosophusque. Not that he created his own philosophy, but he was very interested in this. And he wrote about everything, about what is right and wrong, about laws, about the nature of the gods, about friendship, about old age. Oh, you should read his thing. You'll cry to this day. What he says about friendship, what he says about old age.
What did he say about friendship?
I mean, everything, most glorious things that have ever been said about friendship and fidelity.
Just tell me in two words, in Latin.
What are you going to say? Fides, there's the word. Fides, trustworthiness. Et amicitias facit et firmat, something like that. It's trustworthiness that makes and confirms friendships. Fides, word of honor. Oh, it's beautiful stuff.
No, they were talking about friendship between men or friendship between...
Well, any woman you want. I mean, it was mostly between men in those days.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Not friendship with their wives or whoever.
Yeah, no, that doesn't come up that much. Mm. Doesn't come up. Sad to say.
How'd you say sad to say?
Said pro dolor.
Pro dolor.
P-R-O-H for Latinists who might be listening. Piarohaka h proch dolor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, forsooth, the old English would say. Oh, for sadness.
You said he was a philosopher. He took it from the Greeks. Was he a Stoic philosopher?
He would have been on more or less on that side, although he would say that he was...
In Latin, what would he say?
Dicere et si adesset. If he were here, he would say dicere et si adesset. He would say, if he were here, the new Platonic thing, which was the Carneades, which was like, you know, ambiguous. I mean, eclectic. He was eclectic. He chose this thing from this philosopher and something else from another philosopher, which we do all the time anyway.
So he was very selective. How do you say that in Latin?
Well, that's eclecticus.
Eclecticus or selecticus?
No, eclecticus. That's Greek, really. But that was the thing. He was an eclectic.
Yeah, but eclectic. I say that he was selective.
Yeah, okay. What language you want to use? Latin or Greek? But the term was eclecticus. Eclecticus is the same word.
Okay, did he believe in the myth of the cavern, Plato's myth of the cavern?
He thought Plato was the greatest in the world.
How would you say the myth of the cavern?
Mitos caverne, or caverne mitos. Everyone, but he would repeat what they said, you know, about virtues, especially about the Romans were very much with virtues, civil virtues, your obligations to the state, and to the family. Ooh, that was Roman philosophy. That's why Stoicism was very strong there, and that's about all it was. It wasn't metaphysics. It was moral philosophy.
Okay, how do you say moral philosophy?
Morum philosophia.
So it was an application of philosophy.
Oh, yeah. The Romans didn't understand all kinds of flute and high stuff, you know, theories and stuff like Aristotle. They didn't understand that at all. They were too slow or dumb. Not dumb, but they were pragmatic.
Mm.
And they saw philosophy, what helps me to live a good life, my obligations here, how do I act there, that's what the Romans saw as philosophy.
It wasn't pie in the sky.
Oh, no. The Romans.
How do you say pie in the sky?
Pie in the sky. Placenta in aria.
Placenta, like a woman's placenta.
And you know why? I think I mentioned this on another program. Whether you like it or not, these are concrete things on planet Earth. Placenta is called what it's called because it has the form of a cake or a pizza that the Romans used to make. And it would come out of the oven more or less formless. And that's where you get it. And no one knows that one either. So it goes the opposite way. It looked like a pie or a pizza. I'm sorry. Say, we don't talk about those things. Why not? I want to know everything.
Heartfelt thanks there once again to our Latin lover Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, who's currently working at the Vatican's Secretariat of State. Father Foster will be back again at this same time next week, so if you should have any comments, requests, suggestions, complaints even, do write to me. My address is english@vatiradio.va. I'll repeat that, english@vatiradio.va. Or if you should wish to post me a letter, the address is English Programme, Vatican Radio, Vatican City, 00120. That's easy enough. And if you wish to put it to my attention, just add attention, Veronica. I look forward to hearing from you all.